Going back on what we said last time, so the Chiddush at the end of the pasuk is Leman, in order that you will be righteous in your when you forgive me. So,
right.
So he says Leman Tzitzvarecha. So he explains, so in order to show to the nations your righteousness, so what do we mean? Why is it in order? He's saying, David just said, I sin to you, or only to you, in order that you should show your righteousness. So he says, he goes to the Russian man, it's what in order, it means the more that you sin, is a sibali voda goida that's spoken to God. That itself is a sibba, a reason to show, to let it be known the greatness of the
Kosei.
That's a unique thought you said. Yes, okay. So that's a muscle. If it says the reason why he did this in the first place was just in order to. Right. There's someone that forgiveness.
There's two parts of Pasuk, always.
Right.
First part of, until I clean from sin of people, nothing at all.
Right now.
I clean.
Okay.
By one or another. Right now. We are assuming everybody knows that I sinned before you. Because right now you can show righteousness.
Yeah.
Because definitely I don't need your food.
Yeah, okay. So now getting on
that show, nothing else.
Yeah, yeah. So there's two separate parts of Pasuk.
Right.
And he happens to have two Pshatim, right?
Yeah.
The beginning of the Pasuk is either it means I only ever sin to you and not other people, or it means maybe even if I did sin to other people, I've sorted them out. End of the day, we're coming, both of us are coming out at the end of the same thing. And now, I'm only going to deal with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So please forgive me, Kaddish Baruch Hu, because by forgiving me, I sinned to you, Kaddish Baruch Hu, so that when you forgive me,
we'll all be very good, we'll be a big Kiddush Hashem.
He says, obviously, that's not why he sinned, right? But he's saying it's as if. You can look at it as if that's why he sinned, as if that should come out. Okay, that's the first thing. And the second thing he says, no, it doesn't mean the man doesn't mean in order. It means, the second thing he says was, that whatever you, Kiddush, whatever you decide to do, right, if you decide to punish me, that will be, I've sinned to you, so whatever you decide to do, that will be, I accept that. Yeah, so much take all of this dinner is why he's saying, right? He's saying, if a man, I've sinned to you, therefore, whatever you do is right. Yeah, no, that's so then, right? That's two different pshatim. So thus, as I said, it would be very nice if someone happens to say two pshatim in the beginning of the pasuk, and he happens to say two pshatim in the end of the pasuk. So if we could somehow connect, then that would be cute, that would be nice. So I think it makes sense, actually, they do go together a little bit, because according to the first way of his understanding in the pasuk, he's saying, I sin to you, only to you, in order that you can forgive me, and when you forgive me, that will cause a big Kiddush Hashem. Right? Not really, but as if, right? So that makes sense, according, if you understand the beginning of the pasuk, that what he's saying, I sin to you only, then we'll look at it as if we'll say, I sin to you, so that it'll be a Kiddush Hashem. If the beginning of the if he actually sins not only to Kaddish Baruch Hu, he sins to other people as well, and you can't say, oh, I sin to everybody, and I ask them Mechira, so that if the Kiddush Hashem, you forgive me, that wouldn't go so well, Lapshan.
But no, but his proof right now is the sooner you ask forgiveness, and you forgiving is like you never sin.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I thought it would be more difficult to say that it looks like that's why he sins, because it's not true. You see, he sins to other people as well. So even though I've sorted that out, it wouldn't go so well. That would make more sense. I sent those people, I've forgiven them, and now I'm just left with you, Kaddish Baruch Hu, and you, whatever you do, that's right. If you say it means you only sin to Hashem, you never capsulate sin to other people, you only sin to Hashem, that would make much more sense. This plan that you're saying, I sin just you, I never sin to other people, so when you forgive me, that will bring out the Kiddush Hashem.
It's impossible not to sin against other people.
That was one of the shorting, right?
Okay,
that was just a thought I had.
Our problem of seeing to other people that we don't know.
Okay.
Often we don't know, you understand?
Right.
To say this clear conscience, to specific person, that the student spend time with this person, say this conscious that I didn't sin against you. You take some chances, because who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. Who knows? You better ask this person, did I
sin? Yeah. Okay, so let's finish off this one. We've gone to, up to Mimvav. It's got a few more lines about this. Yeah.
I know I never seen it through Abraham. This I know. Maybe. I'm sorry, maybe. When I look in your face, I understand I'm wrong.
It
never comes in. It's not about the food comes in.
Yeah, you know, it's like it goes.
Yeah. There you go. So he just finishes up. He brings a mushel from Chazal, bring a mushel, and he said, "Yeah, l'derech rishlim." The derech rishlim, she explained that is, I was saying that by when Hashem gives you, then we can imagine as if that was a whole reason for the chet. It's just bring out the Kiddush Hashem. She brings a muscle from Chazal on this idea. Therefore, first Rabbi Sinu Zechonim Nevracha al Zeh Moshol Levoifa Shara Esam Makah. Guy comes into the doctor and he sees he's got this Makah. Rama, wow, Kama Makah, Kama Hamakah Hazoyis Makah Bemoyed. Wow, this is a very serious injury you have here. Oma Chayle. So the person says to the doctor, "Valoi Asher Hukesi Makah." Don't be taken aback by this makor. The only reason why I received this makor is in order, because you're my friend and I want to do you a favor. So I got this makor so that when I come to you and you'll heal me, and everyone will know that you're such an amazing doctor. Right, so
but you know the thing is, I think I thought about what you're talking. I think we're making one mistake what we're saying. From my perspective, it is not because I'm sin, or not because I got sick. It because what's happened. Sickness happened with me. Right now, I see this sickness can help you too. When I sin, I didn't sin this idea. Let me sin and
yeah,
legal demonstration.
Yeah, it's happened
with me. Right now, I see that because whatever happened, good. What I see good in this, good that right now you can demonstrate what kind of doctor you are. But it's not because
Someone looking at the side could imagine, right. It would look like to him, you could imagine that's the way things worked out, that this was all part of the plan. You could have imagined, I mean, it seems from someone looking at the side, that was all part of the plan. This would happen, at the end of the day, we'll have that thing. I'm not sure exactly what this mushroom is adding, it doesn't seem to make any clearer than we knew before, but
it's very graphical for us.
Yeah, a bit similar to what we have in last week's parasha now, and this week as well, when Yosef says to the brothers, you thought that you did this avei of sending me down to Mitzrayim and you're coming to ask me mechila. He says, actually, no, that was all part of the plan. Right? It wasn't you, it was actually Hashem sent you. You know, don't worry, it's not. Seems to think that it's not an avei at all.
I always have problem with this pasuk in the Tanakh. It's like Hashem, Yosef tells him, you know, you remember there's God. Okay, fine. Who are you talking about?
Hashem wanted that.
You know, everything Hashem doing. You know, yeah. People think it's nice in certain environment to say it, but.
Right, so I think we said that before. Rabbeinu Bechaya actually says that it seems he was a bit of. Yosef was just deflecting a little bit because he wasn't actually Michael.
Right.
He wasn't Michael. He came to ask for Mechila and he just said, no, don't worry, it's all for Hashem. He wasn't actually Michael, and that's why we had in the end the.
You're still a bad person, but only because Hashem would like it.
Right.
You
know, okay. Come on. All right, okay.
The key thing here is, once you've done something wrong, the key thing is, what do you do with it? You take it and you present it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the connection. Yeah. With their thoughts, that's as much. The key thing is, right, now where? Oh, you have to go here. Only here, nowhere else.
Because for example, I heard very very good pshat. I forgot who's big gadol. Why could I choose him head of the tribes? Why he could?
Yeah.
And the answer was for Mishai. Because after they were deep, they did. And Yaakov in depression, and everybody in depression. He would have said, it's enough. Life continue. He went to get married. Yeah.
this what Hashem expects, what he said. What has happened, happened. What are you doing right now with this? What you're doing with it? It is why Yehuda became head of the tribe. And what are you doing?
That's interesting.
What you're doing with it?
Okay. But, yeah. So you're saying here that after you've done a very shabbat, you know, try and make the most of it. I mean, not make the most of it, but yeah, make sure that something good can come out in it.
Something,
some way,
yeah.
Can turn it around at some to bring a kiddushim out of it. Once done, yeah. Okay, right. Okay. Well, you noticed the Shai Rabbi, which we actually saw last time already, or a couple of times ago. You talked about this Ikar also in the Shai Rabbi. Okay.
So right now we're in 47, right?
Right, 47. Yeah, we'll start 47. This is a very nice Ikar. I mean, okay, I shouldn't say that, but this is a very nice Ikar. This one, very interesting. There's a lot in a couple of few other places when we're in about this Ikar, which we'll see. We might have to see. Let's see what he says here.
Some 17th.
17th principle. Ikar Hashivah, so the 17th. That's what we're up to. To run after, to chase acts of chesed, of kindness and truth.
Emes.
V'inin sh'nemar, the posuk. V'chesed, v'emes, v'chupal ovin. With chesed, or through chesed and truth, your sins will be forgiven. Of Yiras Hashem Sumiro. We're not going to focus on this Ikar on the end of the pasuk. We're going to begin in the pasuk.
Through Chesed and Emes.
Right, that's not part of this Ikar.
Okay.
But this Ikar is the beginning of the pasuk. Chesed and Emes Chupah. Through Chesed and Emes, brings about forgiveness for one's sins. So normally we ask this question here. He asks it himself. What does this pasuk mean? Chesed and Emes Chupah. Can say if you've done shuvah, you've done shuvah. If you didn't do shuvah, you can go and run around doing as much chesed as you want. It's not going to help. So what does this pasuk mean? That's why it's bainin besoid amikra zeh. You must bainin. Look into this pasuk. There's a pasuk is telling us a secret here. Ki omnom im achoyta lo yishav Hashem. If someone who doesn't avera and has not done shuvah, lo yischapay avoyni bepreil chesed. His sin is not going to be forgiven just by doing chesed. Who said it? Has to bring a raya for that. Yeah, maybe you'd say no. Maybe yes. As long as you just do chesed, it'll be enough. He says no. I'll bring you a couple of psukim.
He's not taking bribe.
Right. Oh. Oh. What does it mean? He doesn't take bribe. What sort of bribe would I kind of work with?
Mitzvah.
Don't think. Okay, then I'll make up for it by doing mitzvahs. It doesn't work that way. You're still gonna have to. You'll get half of the mitzvahs, but you're still gonna have to pay for the veiros. The only way to get rid of the veiros is to tshuva. That's number one. And another guy, Void Omro, also Chazal say, Chalaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron, whoever says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Mevater, he lets things go. Take the Yevatru Chai, he's going to end up paying for that with his life. So, and he's explaining that Gemara to mean, again, he's going to say, don't say Hashem, let's go of your awareness. Even if you do mitzvahs, it's not going to work that way.
It's so typical. I hear, this was the first thing in Atlanta, the Jew of my ear. Very often we hear him, Rovin, did something terrible, but look how many people he helped. How many people he helped.
Right.
It's always caught my ear. For in the very beginning when I became this shuba.
Right. Yeah. As far as the difference between, you know, us looking at somebody else, we have to try and look at the good. But
no,
at the end of the day, it doesn't make up for that. Yeah, still has to.
It's not that I said what to do. Definitely, it's good that he did something.
Right. But for him,
but
another
never
thing, he has to
compensate
know.
What I did.
Yeah. Okay. So he says it's true. Avomar Chapaim. It's true. Hashem might be Marich Er Chapaim. Wait, won't punish you straight away. The Lo Yishmu. At the end of the day, he's still going to. Listen and do tshuva yomut pulasam ot chikom. I think it means you'll have to end up paying for what you've done. But at the end of the day, you're still going to have to you pay for it at the end of the day. So what does this pasuk mean? Do chesed and emes, and that will forgive your sins. Okay, in zeish amas shemar adar shalom bechesed emes chupar avayin al bala tshuva debre. He's always talking about someone who's done tshuva.
Yes.
The question is, he's done tshuva. So what do you need this for? He says ki yesh aveiros, there are aveiros. Shad Shuvah ve'em HaKippurim. So we've had this a number of times, just the last few Ikrim. There are Averis, which even after you've done Shuvah, it's not enough. Some Averis, you have to wait for Yom Kippur. Some Averis, even if you've done Shuvah and Yom Kippur, it's only Tolim. They only just hold Avera, hold it back, we still walk and still need Yisroim to be mnemonic to cleanse Avera totally. Kashay is part of a shahri, like he described this event in the beginning of the fourth shah. I mean, which fits in with very well what we've been saying right from the beginning, the way that Truva is. Truva, that was his graphic marshal right in the beginning of a beged or something close to a stain. You can cleanse it, clean it a little bit. And the more you clean it, the more you scrub it, the cleaner it will get. Instead of some of us, however much Truva you do, there's going to be something left over. It won't cleanse it totally. And you're going to need your soil to be mnemonic to finish off this the cleansing process. You need your soil.
Or even more.
So once I were here, Yachas said, so for these types of avodas you've done shuvah. Now you've still got this little bit left which should need Yisroim to come and get rid of there, you know, finish it off. So there, Hashem Yamelech said, I've got a good idea for you. Chesed v'emes tzichu paravoin. Save yourself from these Yisroim by running after Chesed and Emes. In a Chesed, yogi in a bad achoita. Chesed will.
You're investing with charity delivers from
Before, that's the line before. Before. This kindness will
shield the sinner.
Yeah, or shield the sinner from it. Shield the sinner. But Yishmael Olav and Yisroim and will save him from suffering. We know that doing chesed even saves a person from death.
Yeah.
So will definitely help against Yisroim as well. I don't understand how this works exactly. I mean, I understand what you're saying. You mean against Yisroim. Doing chesed is a shield that stops the Yisroim, right? But at the end of the day, you haven't. We just explained it. Yeah, the reason why these children were coming for a reason. It's not just as a punishment, right? It says you still have the stain of the chesed. Get rid of that.
What we need to learn from this, that from somehow this good deed.
Right, the good deeds.
You took your soul to cleaner.
Oh, that's what it is. So that's the question. Okay. What does it mean? Does it mean that? So
it is how it looks like that.
Right.
Right now you two cleaners work by two ways. Either through Yisroim, not everybody. I'm not expert to which one.
Let me explain what we're saying here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's two ways of understanding. You said the problem here is you still got a little bit of this chet left on your neshama, and to cleanse it, extra, what was sending you soil? Very kind of him, he's sending you soil to get rid of it, to help you cleanse your neshama. Very nice. But you don't want your soil. So what should you do? Do chesed. How does that work? Is somehow, that's what I mean, doing the chesed gets rid of the Yisroim, doesn't actually stop the Yisroim, not like he said a shield, as he
but get rid of them.
It's somehow doing chesed cleanses the neshama. Or, shall he say, no, Yisroim are coming, and he put up your shield, and I will stop the Yisroim. As I understand, the first shot wouldn't be the chayah that I would have thought in the beginning the second way. Like a shield. I mean, we'll talk about this more maybe next time.
Yeah.
If that's shah, that was a bit interesting to understand. At the end of the day, you're going to be left with this stain in the neshama, and after Meir Yisroim, you're going to have to. They fled then, so
I think,
what does that work?
I think it's clear.
Okay.
Right. How much? And so we don't
know. Yeah, so maybe we'll talk about what exactly.
Okay, good. Thank you, Raf.
Okay.